I'm going to be reading from page 19, Lies Will Follow was the prompt. I threw out the pants, wool dress pants. Almost new, but I wadded them up with the BVDs inside and stuffed them in the trash can. Kept the shirt, washed out the sweat, and never wore it again. I know from the crime shows they can take samples, DNA. And I've heard people say, if my story can prevent this from happening to just one other person, my pain will have been worth it. I don't think that way. I am no good Sam. God didn't send one to me. No responsible adult passerby, no policeman just when I needed one. But like I said, it's not the tragedy everyone makes it out to be. People are attacked every day. Read the news. So many child molesters, rapists, thugs. It's the natural state of things. Just look at the animal kingdom. The strong prey on the weak. And if the weak are lucky, or smart, or me, they are spared from complete annihilation, batted around a bit like a mouse between kittens' paws before scurrying back to safety. I know things could have ended worse. My nightmares start with the weight of the guy on top of me, the stench of his flannel shirt, my own powerlessness. My left arm is always free and grasping for a weapon in the fallen leaves, a weapon that doesn't exist. In the dream, it gets worse. A storm blots out the sun, and his hands squeeze my throat. A rock splits my skull, or a blade hacks in and out of my back. It's not sex. It's death. And I awake, struggling to throw off my blankets, punching my pillow, my pajamas soaked through. I've fished and watched fish gasping for water on the dock. I know that panic. I'm 100 fish.